Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Collective Wisdom Lessons, Inspiration, and Advice from Women Over 50 by Grace Bonney, is a non-fiction anthology of interviews, portraits, and reflections centered on women past midlife. Rather than presenting a single argument or self-help system, the book gathers more than 100 voices from women in their 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond, including artists, activists, athletes, writers, filmmakers, and other accomplished professionals. Its purpose is to document lived experience and to examine aging as a stage of greater complexity, freedom, and visibility, while also acknowledging the frustrations and social pressures that can accompany it. The book is organized as a mosaic of individual perspectives, making it useful both as a reference to return to and as a slow read companion. Bonney frames the project as an intergenerational conversation about what women learn over time, what changes with age, and how women redefine relevance, confidence, and self-understanding later in life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, an interview-based portrait of aging rather than a prescriptive guide, the interview format also gives the book an ethical dimension. Bonney is not claiming to speak for older women, she is creating space for them to speak directly. That choice helps the book avoid the common problem of reducing older women to a symbolic category. Instead, it treats them as people with distinct histories, contradictions, and priorities. The result is a more credible and more textured account of later life than a general essay collection would provide. Secondly, a deliberate focus on diversity across professions, identities, and generations. The inclusion of intergenerational friendships, partnerships, and mentorship relationships also adds another layer. Bonney is interested not just in age, but in what gets transmitted between women over time. The book suggests that wisdom is relational. It moves through communities, families, creative networks, and friendships. This helps explain why the book feels more like a living archive than a straightforward anthology. It records individual stories, but it also shows how those stories connect across generations and social worlds, making the collection broader in both scope and meaning. Thirdly, a nuanced treatment of freedom, invisibility, and social relevance, Bonney's framing also matters because she approaches the topic with some humility about her own assumptions. The interviews reveal that what younger people may treat as universal questions can carry ageist premises that older women notice immediately. That tension gives the book intellectual value. It exposes the assumptions built into ordinary discussions about age. Rather than treating older age as a moral achievement, it presents it as a changing social position that brings both less surveillance and fewer cultural rewards. The result is a more realistic view of what later life can feel like in a society that often marginalizes older women. Fourthly, the book is a record of self-acceptance, regret, and changing priorities. The book also avoids pretending that every lesson is tidy or uplifting. Some women express frustration with what they were allowed to want when they were younger, and others describe how life circumstances constrain their options. That honesty strengthens the collection. It suggests that wisdom is not just about becoming wiser in a vacuum. It is also about surviving constraints, reassessing inherited expectations, and learning what one will no longer accept. Because the book contains so many voices, it can hold both contentment and regret without forcing them into one interpretation. Lastly, a slow reading format built for reflection and repeated use, its format also gives it long-term value in a crowded category of inspirational nonfiction. Many books about aging or women's empowerment offer a single framework or a set of directives. Bonney's book instead provides a layered archive of voices that can be approached from multiple angles. That means the reader is not only learning from the subjects, but also building a comparative understanding of how age, experience, and context shape perspective. The result is a book with practical rereadability. It remains useful because different profiles may speak differently depending on the reader's own stage of life. In conclusion, Collective Wisdom is best suited for readers who want a nonfiction book about women and aging that values complexity over slogan-like advice. It will especially appeal to women over 50, readers approaching midlife, and anyone interested in intergenerational experience, feminist perspective, and oral history style nonfiction. Its practical benefit lies in offering a broad range of lived reflections on confidence, regret, freedom, self-acceptance, and changing social visibility. Its intellectual value comes from showing how these themes vary across age, profession, and personal history, rather than treating older womanhood as a single experience. Compared with more conventional books on aging, it stands out because it is built from many voices instead of one authorial thesis. Compared with standard inspirational anthologies, it is more grounded in the social realities of aging and more attentive to contradiction. The book is also unusually readable in small portions, which makes it useful as a reflective companion rather than a book that demands a single sitting. That combination of diversity, honesty, and flexible structure gives it a distinctive place in the category. If you would like to support Grace Bonnie, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.